Καλημέρα σας. Good morning. Are you there? Good morning. It is always a pleasure, an honor, and a blessing for me, my beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord, to be amongst you. For St. Anthony's in Pasadena, your community, yourselves, are an example of active faith and a productive journey into the kingdom of God. I'd like to share with you this morning a few thoughts from the Gospel of Luke that we just heard from the good deacon Euthym, both in Greek and in English. It is a gospel that truly revolutionizes the Christian faith, especially in the 21st century, and most especially in our country today. For he asks us to do two things: to be cognizant and aware and responsible of our mistakes, and two, to seek God's forgiveness and correction of our journey, a correction that this country of ours today needs so much. This is the time that you and I, all of us subjects and faithful citizens of this country, we are to pay our tax. It is the tax season. Employers will rush to get their W-2 forms out by the end of this month. We begin to pour over receipts and documents to ready our tax submissions. Taxation is an ancient tool of government, and the time of Jesus was not exception. Under Roman occupation, Israelites were taxed on their income, their imports, their exports, crops, wine, fruit, olive oil, sales, property, emergencies, and so on and so forth. Taxation in occupied provinces was farmed out to prominent local men, who in turn farmed out the dirty work of actually collecting the taxes. Whatever each tax man in the chain collected beyond what was expected to deliver up to the chain, he kept it for himself. In this way, the tax collectors, and above them the regional chief tax collectors, became wealthy men. So, tax collectors were seen by the Jews as traitors to their own people, as agents of their Roman occupation force, and as the worst of sinners. They were social outcasts. They were those people that we see sometimes and we point the finger at it, either outwardly or inwardly. Those who, in our judgment, have done something so bad that we cannot even face them. Jesus had a habit of breaking the social code, and not only speaking with, but spending time with social outcasts. many of whom were more receptive to his message than the so-called good people of his day. There is dilemma number one for us this morning, how we're going to comport ourselves as a society, as a country, to be able to embrace within our borders those social outcasts that we have stamped and marred with that kind of title. Such was the case of Zacchaeus, the man that we heard today in the gospel. He was a chief tax collector. He was in the top tier of the chain. Jesus drew a large crowd as he was passing through Jericho. Zacchaeus, being a short man and unable to see over others' heads, climbed a sycamore tree to get a better view. You just don't see grown men, especially wealthy ones, climbing trees every day. Jesus saw him, called him by name, and invited himself over to Zacchaeus' house. Jesus saw the desire to know God in Zacchaeus' heart, despite what Zacchaeus may have done in his life. That's lesson number two for us. When someone steps the wrong way, how much patience, forbearance, and mercy we have to let this person who has no name, no voice in the public square, to become a real person, to embrace him or her like Christ embraced the sinner, Zacchaeus. Christ knows each one of us and what is in our hearts. Zacchaeus had a dramatic attitude adjustment upon meeting Jesus. He pledged to give half of what he had to the poor and to repay 400% to anyone he may have defrauded. Now here is metanoia, repentance, with forgiveness and action. So moving was Zacchaeus' encounter with Christ that he changed his life. You and I were moving in our lives, my beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord, and we're encountering Christ every single day, in the face and in the actions of those who do not have a name, who do not have where to go, who do not have the voice to defend themselves. Today, the Holy Orthodox Church commemorates the translation, that is, the removal of the relics of St. John Chrysostom, the man whose liturgy we are celebrating today. There is the man that in his time did not flinch an eye when he came to defend those voiceless people, those widows and orphans in the time of his reign as Archbishop of Constantinople. Speak the truth to the power. Many times he was threatened, Three times he was exiled. And the third time he died in exile. Today we're celebrating and commemorating the return of his body into the queen of the city, of the cities, in Constantinople. There is the person that you and I have to emulate today, because we need to understand that Christ asks Zacchaeus today a very important question. With the statement, he said to him up on the sycamore tree, "Come down quickly, for I will come to your house today." Christ is not visible to us unless we made it so, by extending our hands to those who do not have visibility today. Not long ago, your beloved community organized a wonderful conference on human trafficking. That is precisely what all the churches of God need to do, to be reminded that Christ is passing by every single day of their lives, and we do not give care. Christ is passing by every day of our lives in so many different forms. Notice that Christ treated Zacchaeus in the most profound and mild and gracious manner. He did not judge him, nor condemn him for being a traitor and a sinner, but accepted him openly, not closing borders and not closing eyes, that somehow the person does not exist. He was not ashamed to do so in front of the people. Zacchaeus repented without prompting. All these people that we encounter in our lives, the question is, did we ever give them the time to bring this mercy and this love of Christ to them? Did we ever had a moment, a Jesus moment, like Zacchaeus did, and ask them who they are, why they're here, why they're seeking what they're seeking? Zacchaeus had a sincere desire to know God and found him because Christ asked him to come down from the sycamore tree. This is what you and I have to do. Now, from the history of our church, we know that Zacchaeus' enthusiasm did not fade away after his encounter with Christ. Rather, he went on to become an apostle, a preacher of the good news, one of the 70, and the first bishop of Caesarea in Palestine. He became something of that lighthouse that you and I are called every time we come together, either Sunday or any other way, in the name of Christ, to receive that grace, that mercy, that forgiveness, and to transmit it to those who are so many are without voice and without any hope in their lives. It is with this gospel reading that we begin a cycle of readings in the church with themes that point to Great Lent and Pascha. These are the first prodromal signs of our great journey. Zacchaeus' earnest desire for salvation start this particular cycle. For without desire on our part to change, there's no salvation. We ask to ourselves, where is our desire for salvation? If we earnestly desire to know the Lord, not to know about Him, but to know Him personally, we first must become like the Apostle Zacchaeus, to ascend our own tree of humility. We must no longer have a common reference point on the ground, so to speak, but must ascend higher to a clearer vantage point. This community has done that in many, many different ways over your history. Many times you have come in the recent past and in the beginning of your community, long way, a journey to go up to the sycamore tree as the body of Christ. The disciplines of the church, such as fasting and confession, are there to help us to do this. We must come out of the crowd of our daily lives to spend time with the Lord, my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ. We must pray every day. Pray for the salvation of our souls and pray that Christ calls us on the right moment to hastily follow Him 100% and to do His work amongst His people. And who were the people of Christ? Prostitutes, tax collectors, murderers, very few prominent people were His company. You and I come together to receive that lesson, that the blessing we receive from the church, like Zacchaeus did by listening to Christ and coming down from the sycamore tree and hastily going to his house, that lesson has to be taken every single time that you come here and receive the body and the blood of Christ. The fathers of the church reminds us that the way to inner peace begins with finding the fault in ourselves rather than others. It is time that the example of Zacchaeus, his readiness to accept responsibility for his mistakes and to correct them right in front of everyone, something that takes a great deal of courage. That kind of readiness, it is time for us to embrace as we're preparing the great journey of the Triodion and the great fast and Pascha. Let us lift ourselves up to the vantage point where we can see our lives more clearly and without hesitation change ourselves in ways that are pleasing to Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.